Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Have you noticed something? Have you noticed that, you know, the big shop is getting more expensive? It is. And lots of products are getting smaller. It's actually called shrinkflation. And experts say that when the economy bounces back, the size of products probably won't. What is going on? And why are they allowed to be so sly about it? Well, food writer and cost of living expert Katrina Redmond is on the line now to explain all. Katrina, you're very welcome to the show. How are you?
Morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Katrina, how would you explain shrinkflation?
So basically, shrinkflation is what happens when the size of a packaged food item, like let's say, for example, maybe a chocolate bar, remains the same price, but it gets smaller in size. So I think probably the one that we're all familiar with is that the size of the Freddo bar has gotten a little bit smaller. Chocolate bars, yeah. Galaxy bars, all of them have gotten a little bit smaller. The prices remain the same, but for some of them, the price has gone up as well. So you've got kind of the double whammy of a smaller package plus a higher price.
Now, come here, Katrina. Is it getting more expensive to make the products, or are we just getting rinsed? Like, why is this happening?
So at the end of the day, like, all of these businesses are there to make money. Like, they're not there to make our lives better. We wish they were, but they're not. They're there to make money. So their cost of production has gone up. Absolutely, it has. They've also got shareholders who want more money for themselves. They've got a knock-on effect of the cost of living. So it's kind of a combination of both, I would say, mainly due to increased cost of production. The problem is that, like, we're all going through the mill at the moment. We're really struggling. We're struggling when it goes to the supermarket anyway, because we have less money to spend on our groceries as it is. And an awful lot of these manufacturers feel that to put the price up to reflect what the actual cost of the product would be a step too far, and they'd lose our loyalty. So the products that we normally buy, they wouldn't be able to sell them anymore. So the middle ground, the compromise, is that they make these products smaller so that they keep us hooked, so
okay.
to speak.
Okay. Now, you wrote about this recently in the Irish Examiner. What examples did your readers send in?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So there's quite a few. There's quite a few of them. So first of all, the coffee pods, I think Tassimo is probably the one that's most commonly known. They used to sell them in 8 packs. Now they're 6 packs if you're going looking for things like a cappuccino. But if you're buying Americano, the packs used to hold 16. Now they hold 12. And they're still the same price. So it actually makes them 25% more expensive to buy. Pedigree dental sticks. I don't buy these, but people with dogs, apparently they're really, really popular. Used to be there were 7 in the pack and now there's 5 in the pack. So you end up having to buy more. Laundry scent boosters, that was another example. Dishwashing tablets, used to get 110 of them for $9.99. And now it's 70 of them for $7.99.
That's a big one. That is a big one.
And actually, and another one, my mom went off on a rant on this yesterday. Andrex toilet paper has gone from having 160 sheets to 155. So I mean, the things you notice. But at the end of the day, it's money that we're having to spend. So, so we have less money when we go to the supermarket. We spend the money. We try to buy the things we always buy because we get into a routine. We feel like, you know, we walk into the supermarket. Sometimes we're sleepwalking and we put the same things into the trolley. And then you take them home. Some of them have cost more and you're still getting less. So you feel doubly hard done by. And you feel awful about going shopping then. And you feel awful about the money you've got in your pocket at the end of the week.
Yeah, and we're all in a rush and we're not looking and we're not doing what your mom does and counting the sheets of toilet paper that are in the Andrex bag, you know, and we need to be doing that if we want to save a few quid. Because if you look after, as they say, if you look after the pennies, the euros will look after themselves and then the pounds will look after themselves. Come here, what have the French supermarkets been doing to make customers aware of what the producers are up to? Have they done something?
Yeah, as reported by RTE actually back in September, Carrefour, which is one of the biggest supermarkets in France, they now are marking products that have been shrink or have shrinkflation. So they're marking the products and they're saying this product has seen its volume or weight fall, and that is an effective price increase by the supplier. So that's exactly what it is. Shrinkflation really is. It's a stealthy price increase. At the end of the day, your unit cost is more expensive. So it's interesting to see Carrefour do that. Mm-hmm. It'd be amazing if we could do it here in Ireland, but I believe that they can do it because legally they can do it in France, and legally it can't be done in Ireland. Anyway, I don't think supermarkets would really want to be highlighting that to people. Like, that's, they want crazy, to sell, yeah, products, you know. But
are people doing it online then, Katrina? You know, are people naming, yeah, and shaming? Okay.
Yeah, there's Reddits about it. It's amazing. Okay. you can go onto Reddit and take a look at Shrinkflation Reddit. I love that. I love that you can, that people are sharing the information and sharing it with one another. If anybody, you know, wants to share it, like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how difficult it's getting to keep the same things on the table, and, you know, highlight it so that people realize, well, maybe there might be a cheaper alternative, or maybe you might want to, you know, pull up the producers on this and say, why is there so much empty space in the packaging? Actually, that's another thing as well. Like, we're all trying to cut back on plastic packaging. And when you've got shrinkflation, you've got, sometimes they're using the same packaging, they're just putting less in it. So we've still got this heap of packaging that we've got to put out into the bins, yeah, at the end of the week. So it's worth taking a look at that. And it's also a stealthy way of pushing through shrinkflation without us realizing, because you're still taking the same package off the shelf. There's just less of it.
Yeah, of course. Is it, I mean, I'm sure it's not every single company out there, so we just need to be more aware. But where can listeners who are struggling with the cost of living get good information on how to save a bit on their shop?
So first of all, I highly recommend that you go to Safe Food, because Safe Food have a living on a budget section. So they've got recipes, they've got resources for you there to take a look at it. So that's a really good asset. Okay. Also, if you're really, really struggling, don't be afraid to reach out. There are a number of agencies across Ireland that are willing to help you, like, for example, CrossCare, who run an awful lot of the food banks across Ireland, and the DePaul Society as well. And there's no shame in looking for help. I think that maybe it's a historical kind of, you know, cultural thing from going back to the famine or something, that people don't like to ask for help, or mm-hmm. or like to people to know that they're struggling. But at the end of the day, you know, when you have a family, you've got to make sure your kids are fed. It's just so important. And don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to say that you're struggling. Goodness, I was like, I've done it in the past. I've said I've been struggling, and I've said it to my family, and my family have helped me out. There's nothing wrong with saying it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And particularly with World Mental Health Day tomorrow, like, not putting food on the table is just, it's probably fundamental to your mental health. So do speak up and ask for help.
Ask for help. Absolutely. Katrina, thank you so much for that. And best of luck with everything. Hopefully we'll chat again soon. That was Katrina Redmond, food writer and cost of living expert.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.